This is Eagles 360. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Brian Westbrook, the Hall of Famer. And we know the Eagles won on Sunday. It was a great game against the Cleveland Browns. We know Carson Wentz was outstanding. It's been the talk of the town, of course. How about some of the under-the-surface standouts from the football game? Brian, your breakthrough performer from Sunday's win.
I'm going to go defensively with Rodney McLeod. I think he sets the tone defensively because he's a physical safety. He's a guy that can step up in the box and make plays in the run game as well as the pass game. The other thing is that, you know, you see so many times you see the defenders have an opportunity to catch the football and make interceptions and they drop it. Yesterday, he did a great job of catching that tip ball, and that's what you really want in a safety, a guy that can get lined up in the right place. He can tackle and force a hit, but he also can catch the ball if he needs to and make the interception.
And the Eagles did that in their own territory, stopping a Cleveland drive, turning it right around the momentum of the game. My breakthrough performer, Kenyon Barner. Now, Kenyon Barner had four carries, 42 yards, and it wasn't like he was a star, but he showed explosiveness. He showed decisiveness. He showed that he can be reliable in the regular season. And as the Eagles rely more and more on the run game, which they will have to do as the opponents become more difficult, a player like Kenyon Barner really serves a valuable role. So it was great to see Barner follow up on his terrific preseason with a really encouraging game in the regular season.
I love to see this young kid. You're talking about a guy that has the ability to get outside with speed. He can run inside of the tackles. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, and he can be a returner as well. That's what you want out of a guy that's not going to be your starter. He needs to be able to do multiple things. He did a great job of that all preseason long and yesterday as well.
Okay, so on Monday night, the Eagles go to Chicago to play the 0-1 Bears, who lost to Houston on Sunday. And we're going to look into the future just a little bit here. Brian's going to give us his breakthrough performer of next week, as will I. You're up first.
I'm thinking about Ryan Matthews. You're talking about supporting your young quarterback. You still need to have that running game. And what we saw from this past week is that Ryan Matthews still is going to run hard. He's still going to hit the holes, but he's patient as a runner. He's not speeding to the hole, but he's speeding through the hole. And that's what you want to see out of your running back. And then when you get to that second level, I want to see a guy punish someone. Ryan Matthews does a great job of making the defense respect him and punishing them every time they want to contact him.
Yeah, he was great. If you could just keep him healthy.
That's right.
He got it all, doesn't he? All right, my breakthrough performer is going to be a little bit farther down the roster here. It's going to be on the defensive side of the ball. The Eagles may or may not have Leotis McKelvin on Sunday, but they will have Jalen Mills, the seventh-round draft pick from LSU. He played 12 snaps on defense on Sunday. Looked good, not overwhelmed by the moment. Looked fast, looked confident. And I think he has a chance to play a lot on Monday night. And I'd like to see him line up against Alshon Jeffrey. I'd like to see just how good Jalen Mills can be. The Eagles high on him. He's one of those talents that came through the draft and was there in the seventh round. He's a much better player than a seventh-round pick. And I think he's got a chance, Brian, to be a really good player.
He's going to have a lot of opportunities. It's going to be a hard test for him. Jay Cutler has a strong arm. Alshon Jeffries is one of the better receivers in the league. This is going to be a hard test. That front seven is going to go a long way to his success.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we'll talk about the Bears all week long. We've got one more segment to go here on Eagles 360 as we wrap things up. After the win over the Cleveland Browns, we are coming right back. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.